be separate, and the Lord will be faithful. He'll give you His Holy Spirit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Yeah. I mean, and my wife and I, and we talk about this constantly, is the world, how filthy it is. It just gets worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. It's getting worse and worse. And the incredible thing is, this country always says, God bless America. There's so much denominationalism. We can't throw a stick here in Tennessee. I've been down in Florida, I've been in Georgia. Like, you can't throw a stick without hitting a church pole.
Oh, yeah, no.
But we see the fruit. We see the fruit of denominational Christianity is pride, vanity, false man-made traditions, going to a church on Sunday, which isn't even the Lord's Day. You have to worship God every day of your life. And suffer persecution, suffer tribulation. That's why the way is so narrow. Very few are going to make it, but not many are willing. They want to just go to Sunday, do their service, go back into the world. So make sure every single day of your life, you're like, no, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to obey the word of God, who is Jesus Christ, John 1. I'm going to conform my life to this. And if you're willing to do that, the Lord will say, I see a willing vessel. We're going to clean you up. We're going to walk you along the path. If you walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But if you're not walking in the light, if you love your sin, you're holding on to one sin, you say, you know what, I just want to hold on to the way I want to dress. You're going to stand before the judge and he's going to say, why did you let that go? Is that covered by Jesus if you won't let it go? No, it's not. So you have to let it go. Hebrews 10:26 says, any willful sin will keep you out of the kingdom of God. So test all things for the word of God.
Made any sacrifice for any more sacrifice for willful sin.
Amen. Right, yeah, so make sure you're in the truth today. That's why we're out here. We want people to test themselves for the word of God. Because if they start testing themselves, they see the Baptist traditions aren't in the word of God. Why are we treating them like they are? The ordinances of God. And this is not of God. Going to a place to, quote-unquote, worship God, hear a, quote-unquote, preacher in the spirit doing the hooting and hollering. It's just an entertaining. It's an entertainment.
That's why, you know, I mentioned that earlier. You know, it's just sensationalism, a lot of it.
It is.
And that's, you know, I mean, you can get goosebumps and cry and stuff like that, but people do that when they watch American Idol, you know, so.
So I would encourage you, don't go to these places just to listen to the Word of God. Go deep into the Word of God yourself. Go on the website, test all things. We have thousands of articles on
it,
my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, test all the faiths.
Okay.
Make sure you're in the truth. And I had to learn, there's a lot of false Christs out there, just like Christ said. The Baptist Christ, the Lutheran Christ, the non-denominational Christ. Yeah, he said many Christs will come saying, I'm Christ.
I'm right.
But he's the Word of God. The narrow path is obedience, following after him no matter what. People throwing darts at you. My family tried to hunt me down. I had to separate from my family. I had to separate from my family because they didn't want to hear the biblical gospel.
Right.
They didn't want to follow Christ. Romans 16 says you have to mark and avoid them. But they hunted me down. They tried to pull me back into my flesh. I had to rebuke them and say, you know what? You're outside of the truth. You're outside of God's word. Jesus said your enemies will be they of your own household.
Right.
So you have to follow Christ no matter what. And he's so faithful. He'll give you the peace, joy, and hope in the Holy Ghost. Not the jumping around like these guys
do. Yeah.
But the peace, the inner calm to say, you know what? I'm in the truth. I know I'm in the truth. I'm walking in the light. I have the hope of eternal life.
I know where I'm going.
And that's the most beautiful thing. If you clear out all of your sin, all of the traditions, all of the emotionalism and everything, and just say, I'm walking in the truth. I love to share the truth because the Lord will give you eternal life if you're willing to walk with Him in the covenant, the blood covenant He's made. But you can lose your salvation because Jesus said, He that endures till the end shall be saved. So you have to keep walking. You have to keep walking in the covenant. And a lot of people aren't willing to walk in that covenant. A lot of people say, you know what, Lord, you did it all for me. I don't got to do anything.
I don't know. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that at all.
Nothing in Scripture.
Because the Bible, I was going to say, the God's Word doesn't support that.
No.
You know, you can't, you know, get salvation. And then that doesn't give you a license to continue in the sin that you supposedly shed when you.
No. And I love in 1 John 3:3, I've been studying through 1 John, it says, they that have this hope, which is the hope of eternal life, purify themselves even as He is pure. And I love 1 John because it shows such a stark distinction between those who are truly born again and walking in the light and those who still love their sin, it says, if you still commit sin, if you still love your sin, you're continuing in sin, you're of the devil.
Right.
It's pretty clear.
Right.
And then if you continue in righteousness, doeth righteousness, you're of God.
Right.
So that's how you can tell. That's why we can stand out here and say, we see a lot of pride and vanity and traditions and emotionalism, and it's like, you're not of God. We're testing the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. So I appreciate you stopping, listening, and hearing.
Absolutely.
Because that shows good fruit, that you're hearing the Word of God, that you're listening. I encourage you to go deeper.
And I appreciate what you're doing. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, maybe it'll wear off on someone. But believe me, it's like I told you earlier, I test what they say against it. I don't classify myself as a Baptist. I really don't.
Okay.
I'm a child of God.
Right.
And so I can't put myself in any kind of denomination. I can't do that.
Yeah, make sure you're not uniting and compromising to things like this to any denomination.
Okay.
Because the Lord will see that compromise. He'll see, okay, I see you're joining with these people. I said, touch no unclean thing. It's a sin to unite to this. It's a sin to unite to the worldliness, the compromise, the ecumenicalism. People of all sorts of faiths come into this. We have to be separate, set apart, and we have to crucify our flesh. That's the big thing, because it's very fleshly in here, where it's like emotionalism, the music, the instrumental music. We got a great article on that on the website, instrumental music in the New Testament. There's no example of instrumental music in the New Testament. What we see is people singing with their lips, because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit now, and we sing to God, we make praise with our lips, we're the instrument of God. We don't need the fleshly instruments. So when you go in there, I want you to really see all this that we're saying, the pride, the vanity, the fake traditions, all of this stuff, and really ask yourself, why am I uniting to this? Why am I spending the Lord's time that He's giving me here, uniting with this, when I could be getting in the Scriptures, cleaning up my life, walking in holiness and obedience to the Word of God, because that's what He requires. He does. And you don't know how much time He's going to give you. He's given you a lot of light today.
Yeah.
He's given you the website. You can go on there, test everything. Don't hide the talent. Don't bury the talent.
No.
Make sure you're multiplying the talent, and the Lord will give you more light and more light as long as you obey the light. But if you don't obey it, He's just going to take it away.
Give it
to someone else.
Yes, sir.
Right.